It's another Sunday night watching the superstars fight. You know it's what we love to do. Talking about NXT or WWE, and we can't forget about AEW.
Viewer's choice
on the North South Con.
Viewer's choice
on the North South Con.
Viewer's choice
on the North South Connection.
North South Connection, we are back once again for another wonderful episode of Viewer's Choice. It is I, Tim, alongside Marcus. And Marcus, we just watched Survivor Series 2021 on the award-winning WWE Network featured on Peacock. How do you feel? Because you look like you feel like garbage.
All the talent you could ask for.
Uh-huh.
All the bells and whistles at your disposal.
That's right.
Running in the hottest building for your company in the last 20 years?
Without question.
And you produce this?
Yeah. You know, and normally I like to tighten up the dramatic pauses, but for this instance, I'm going to let it ride, man. These gaps in the airtime is, it's telling to say the least. Not only are we snake bitten as a fandom with everything that's going on with the WWE as of late, you know, it is not lost on those that just earlier this week on, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday. I think it was Thursday. The releases of WWE talent that, you know, budgetary cuts and the like. And then, you know, WWE must be hard up for cash because we just watched like a 3.5 hour ad for Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Red Notice on Netflix. So at what point did you finally put two and two together that the Vince McMahon egg was a trope in the movie?
Not until the last ad before the main event, I think.
To which, if I look at our group chat, you said in all caps, "The egg is in the movie. I can't." And it's just telling, but we're not here to talk about how great of a promotional tool Survivor Series was for Red Notice on Netflix, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who, by the way, this was his 25th anniversary. Didn't you know that?
Oh, really?
And everything happened in New York. That was really cool. Like, literally, The Rock's entire career was in front of New York.
It's The Rock's from everywhere, including New York.
With $7, by the way. And just everything. But while this was an effective tool for a vehicle to drive Red Notice on Netflix, it was supposed to be a pay-per-view for brand supremacy, if you will. Seven matches on the card, starting with the pre-show with Shinsuke Nakamura and Damian Priest. We had Charlotte and Becky open the show proper. The men's 5-on-5 Survivor Series match, followed by The Rock 25th anniversary 25-man dual branded battle royal presented by Pizza Hut.
On par with the Kevin Nash X Division Invitational Gauntlet at Bound for Glory.
Yes.
Match.
Is that, what's the exact phrase for that? The Kevin Nash Open Invitational Bound for Glory. I need to get the exact. There it is. It's the Kevin Nash Open Invitational X Division Gauntlet Battle Royal at Bound for Glory. Yep. We also had RK-Bro versus the Usos. Then we had the 5-on-5 women's Survivor Series match. And then to close out the show, it is the biggest of big dogs, the Uwa man, Mr. Uwa Ah himself, the one who reigns, Roman Reigns, versus Big E, the biggest of E's, large E, capital E, if you will. And let's try to find some positive, because
I like positives.
There's a lot of negatives, but
I like positives.
Yeah. So
we can get into a positive. Main event, Big E versus the big dog, Roman Reigns.
This is,
I would say, must watch.
But this is very much the same as, like, in the morning the sun comes out and at night the moon comes out, and the gravity of the earth moves the tides of the water in the ocean. It's like a universal truth at this point that Roman Reigns is going to have a great main event match wherever he has the match at. And he's been doing this since, you know, he started this thing like 438 days ago. And it doesn't stop. And Roman Reigns is the draw. He is the one name that WWE could put on the marquee and draw and have an excellent match.
You could feel the mood change when the music hit. As much as I love Big E, like, the whole night was kind of in a lull. And then Big E's music hits. Okay, we took a step up. And then Roman's music hits, and we took like 6 steps up.
Well, considering that we were at beyond basement level during that 5-on-5 women's Survivor Series match, you know, in a pay-per-view that was set up for brand supremacy, I ain't never seen so many people not get the idea that they need to work together for their show. Kevin Owens ups and leaves his team. Sheamus pretty much tries to sabotage Jeff Hardy in the 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. Literally the 25th anniversary, 25 man dual branded battle royal presented by Pizza Hut. There were 3 SmackDown guys in the last like 15 people in the match.
And then it was 2 to 15. Because they eliminated the SmackDown dude, or let the Raw people eliminate the SmackDown guy, Sami Zayn?
Like, fed the SmackDown guy.
There, too. Yeah.
And then,
like, you would feed a pizza.
And then the biggest Raw dude eliminates all the Raw dudes, leaving one SmackDown dude. What? Like, I get it. But even then, the 5-on-5 women's match.
Dog.
Jesus crap. What?
I
the logic there was none. Like, I don't get it. Everyone hates Sasha Banks, I guess, is what we got out of that.
I don't know if it's an ill effect of trying to tell too many stories. I don't know if it's the ill-fated brand supremacy concept with people who just switched brands 4 weeks ago. I don't know if it's people who aren't primarily tag team wrestlers. Could be all the above. Maybe the sun was shining a little too bright. Maybe some shoes were untied.
Some suns was in some eyes.
I don't know, but I will go on record and I will say, out of all the pay-per-view matches that we have seen this year, that was by far the worst, and it was not even close.
And we've covered quite a few stinkers here on Viewer's Choice here on the North South Connection. Yeah, like, I know you do Wrestling Above Replacement. I can't wait until you come to this.
This one really tried to tank the whole show.
This could literally be negative Infinity War.
This was,
and it's
like eternally bad.
This is Bad Place Hall of Fame.
This match was, it wasn't even so bad to the point that it was entertaining how bad it was.
No, because they were trying. Like,
right. It like surpassed that and then kept going back. It like circled back around to like just being terrible.
And there were like glimpses of greatness throughout the match. I think Toni Storm really shone through in this match.
Yep.
Bianca's doing Bianca stuff. But yes. Literally, that's it. 23 and a half to almost 24 minutes, and that's what I got out of it.
What is this now? The biannual Liv Morgan is better than you think push that doesn't result in her going anywhere.
I mean, she is the number one contender for the Raw Women's title, and she was just unceremoniously eliminated by Yokozuna.
By Yokozuna. Yeah, like, whatever. Just, this was bad. This was bad. Bad.
Yeah.
Skip. Just skip.
So, I mean, I there's not a lot I would watch on this pay-per-view. And if I'm being completely honest, I probably wouldn't even watch the main event. Like, the main event was nice. It was great.
Here's my counter to that.
Considering what we saw. But I wouldn't go out of your way to watch this, considering that I don't think there's anything else on this card really worth seeking out.
So I'm going to say, the main event to me is not worth watching if you had watched any other segment on the show or interstitial on the show where they are glorifying a man that's not even here and hasn't been here in quite some time.
They showed the last time he was here. It was the first night of SmackDown on Fox where they beat up when they beat up Burger King Corbin.
So you're constantly referencing The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Excuse me, Dwayne The Rock Johnson of Red Notice on Netflix, streaming now.
$7.
You're constantly referencing The Rock, which you know exactly what you're doing.
You know exactly what you're doing. You're calling the move The Rock Bottom when Roman does it.
You are just setting people up for The Rock to come out.
Yes.
It's Brooklyn. It's New York. The Rock is from New York somehow, always.
Everything The Rock touches is in New York City.
Rock 25. People doing Rock Bottoms. The Battle Royal. The this, the that. His movie. Everything is about The Rock.
The Pizza Hut.
Slice of pie.
Everything. Pepperoni poontang pie. Yeah. It's like.
And you don't deliver. And then, before the main event, for no good reason, you bring up Brock Lesnar. And Brock Lesnar doesn't appear. So you have very much flashed two cards up your sleeve or from your sleeve that you don't really have.
It's like
you are trying to play them.
What you're doing is you're playing a game of Texas Hold'em and you're showing two jokers up your sleeve, but you can't play the jokers in Texas Hold'em. Don't exist.
Thank you.
It's garbage. You would know that if you watched NXT at all, but also
I probably would.
Yeah. What do you? I'll give another positive. This could possibly be the breakout moment for Omos.
It is. We've kind of tracked this all year long. It's right. The continual progression of Omos. He looks more comfortable in the ring.
Sure does.
His body is definitely coming along. Like, he looks more and more like a superstar monster.
Correct.
My man's shoulders are out of control.
Boulder shoulders, baby.
He's hitting his moments in between stuff.
Without question.
He's moving with conviction. Like, we are seeing the progression of Omos. And I just hope that when we tune into Raw in 2 weeks, turns out that he won the WWE title at Raw Super Show in Biloxi, Mississippi, or someplace.
He's gonna just jackknife Mr. Bob Backlund, and
he's got to start doing the jackknife.
Nah, man, no, he does not.
He should do the double choke goozle.
He's been toss doing. Him up. Oh my God!
Power bomb.
He's gonna kill somebody.
Look, do you want a champion or not?
That's fair.
How committed are you to this?
I'm not.
Because I'm in.
I'm not very committed. I'm not very committed.
Like, let Omos win the Royal Rumble. That would be dope. Because everybody's like, ooh, Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar's winning the Royal Rumble. It's very obvious Brock Lesnar's winning the Royal Rumble. Let Omos go ahead and win this Royal Rumble. I'm committed to it. Just do it.
This is just because you don't care about WWE anymore. That's what this is. Here's my thing. Look who's driving the train.
If you are going to talk about turning the roster over, you're talking about changing up the roster. You're talking about letting go of older talent. You're talking about getting in younger talent and this whole new youth movement and nobody under over 30. And you want people to say blah, 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 all that stuff. Then let's go. Let's do it. Let's be about it. Let's be about it. If you're going to tank, then tank. I don't want this 1 foot in, 1 foot out nonsense. I don't want you playing for now and playing for the future. You're going to do it or not?
How old is Omos?
Could be 25, could be 40. I don't know.
He is 27.
Strap him up.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know about all that.
Strap him up. I'm in. Big E had a heck of a run.
I think
strap him up.
First, you got to get it off. He's got an Intercontinental title to win.
No, he doesn't need it. He's a giant. You don't need that.
Big Kev did.
Didn't need it. He wanted it. Took it.
Well, that's what Omos is.
Shawn Michaels didn't want to work. Somebody had to carry the company.
Put him on my back.
Anyways.
Yeah. So, but I just, if we obviously cater this show to those who did not watch.
Yeah.
And if you didn't watch, congratulations. You had a fantastic Sunday night. You did a great job. I hope you enjoyed bad Christmas Hallmark movies on the Hallmark channels. I hope you watched Sunday Night Football. I hope you had a couple of great opportunities. Oh, there's that word again.
Oh,
you know, I think the best people who watched this were the people from the North South Connection that were in attendance in the suite,
in the WCW suite,
in the players box. You know, and nobody else had fun. You know, both teams played hard, but at the end of the day, it's a wash. Like, Charlotte and Becky had a decent match. But also, I've seen this song. I've heard this song performed live 50 times. They didn't change anything.
Yeah. Like, the event as a whole, they kind of brand it as like an all-star game. Head-to-head competition. Blah, blah, blah. Well, this is an instance of real sports not working in fake sports. Because guess what? The All-Star Game doesn't work in the MLB either. Because there's interleague play. And there's national television. And you can see your stars from the West Coast. Or your stars from the NL or the AL or whatever it is. You can see them anytime you want now. So it's not special. And now we have a brand split. And we have a draft. 4 weeks, 3 weeks before Survivor Series. So it's not special.
Right.
There's no point to anything. So, like, it being booked, kind of, if you look at it as like an all-star Raw versus SmackDown kind of thing, okay, it was fine enough. But again, like, there's no stakes.
At first, I thought that giant egg was going to be what they won.
Great. Anything. But here's why the egg hurt me so bad.
Go ahead.
So, I swear, like, I don't want to make light, but like, just like a nibble of like the WWE crack.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Like, in wrestling to me, nothing is better than excellent WWE.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Coca-Cola from a fountain at a carnival.
Or a McDonald's.
Or a McDonald's. Wherever your favorite place is to get Coca-Cola. That's it. Perfection. Love it. This is what I've been craving. So, we got a crumb. Just a crumb of a storyline. An actual storyline with, like, whodunit. And, like, room for progression. And, like, a mystery. And it could be anybody. And it's... What did I say?
It's like, it was a mystery. It was a whodunit. We had a crumb of a storyline.
Okay. Anything. Anything is possible in WWE. And then it turns out this egg is from the effing movie. Like, I'm so hungry for WWE to be good. That, like, I was willing to bite on whatever this egg was. If it just meant fun, entertaining, maybe even logical storyline progression. I was ready to bite on the egg. That's how hungry I am for a nugget of WWE crack.
Especially since, you know, and Corey Graves made light of it on commentary. But this isn't the first time an egg has been featured as a focal point of a Survivor Series ever. I mean, let's go to that stupid gobbledygooker.
How about we make fun of, like, the last six Survivor Series that haven't been very good instead of, like, picking on poor 1990?
We can't, because nobody can remember what happened 6 years ago, much less anything else.
How do you feel about the tag match with RK Bro and the Usies?
Cool.
That's how I felt too. Like, cool. Really good.
Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that we're just proving time and time again that SmackDown doesn't matter and that Raw is where you need to watch, and that's it. Like, we as a fan base already know that, like, Roman Reigns is the only good thing in WWE, and now you're telling me that he's the only thing on SmackDown? Okay, oh, cool. Never mind. I'll pass. Go, yeah. Team Red. Yeah.
I do feel a need quickly to touch on the Becky and Charlotte match.
Touch it.
All right.
Go ahead and try to defend your girl.
I feel like it's fair game because in the introduction for this match, they talked about real life emotions. How they don't get along in real life. Real life animosity might have been the direct quote. And this is just WWE's idea of what an actual fight is supposed to look like. I'm sorry. I was not impressed. And you're going to have, like, you're going to have what I'm supposed to believe is a match where they might actually fight, or there are moments where they are actually fighting, is going to end with Becky Lynch lazily grabbing the bottom rope, which gives her absolutely zero scientific advantage on a very sloppy reversal.
You're not a doctor. How dare you say she doesn't have any
but I play one on Jerry's Internet Wrestling Emporium. And I will tell you.
It's the theater of the mind. Perception.
Grab the trunks. Grab something. But, like, I'm just going to hold on to the bottom rope for balance is what it looked like. It was so disappointing. And I was really looking forward to that match. What I thought was, like, okay, maybe this will be, like, among the best Becky and Charlotte matches is probably at the basement.
I say it's middle of the road. I would say it's middle of the road. I think it's a laissez-faire Charlotte and Becky.
I'd have to go back through the catalog, but
Don't do that. I wouldn't wish that on you.
Yeah. So, you know, skip.
Big skip. I would skip big this. Skip. I would skip this whole pay-per-view, y'all. That's just me. If you're a Roman Reigns guy, watch the main event. That's about it. Skip everything else. By the way, we got so many commercials. Like, we got an infomercial about this new Scottish superstar named Drew McIntyre. He's going to be showing up.
Hot in the streets.
We got a 3-minute babyface promo for Bobby Lashley, this really big black guy who's going to be really doing a lot of great things. You know, he's going to be killing it. We got this promo for an actual superhero on SmackDown named Xia Li.
Somebody's watching Mulan for the first time.
She's got a comic book, y'all. Watch out. She hates vultures. What? I'm just... By the way, tickets are on sale now for WrestleMania in Dallas. Go get them. Pass. Do we have to name an MVP? Who is it?
Roman Reigns.
Us, because we had to watch it and do this podcast. New York for trying their best.
Outside of, I don't think the Battle Royals was great. It was very, like, middle of the road. And I don't think, I've already stated how the 5-on-5 women's match made me feel. But, I mean, that's 2 out of the 5. The other 3 were passable to good to very good. But if you're not firing up the event, don't bother.
I wouldn't say very good. I would say they're great on an episode of Monday Night Raw. None of these are really pay-per-view stuff. Like, I wouldn't go so far as to say any match on this card, main event including, is a pay-per-view match.
I thought Roman Big E was.
I thought it was a really good, like, SmackDown or Raw main event. Like, one that gets time.
It did feel like they were saving some in the tank.
For what? This is the only time that Raw and SmackDown guys wrestle each other. What are you waiting for?
Head-to-head competition.
What are you waiting for? The ice to freeze? Like, I don't get it.
Until the Royal Rumble.
Day one-ish.
And Elimination Chamber. And also WrestleMania.
And also tomorrow on Raw, because all Raw and SmackDown superstars must report to the gymnasium immediately. Immediately. Because somebody stole an egg.
From the set of... Didn't Vince steal the egg?
No, The Rock.
If the egg is in Red Notice.
Yes.
And Vince now has the egg.
The Rock gave the egg to Vince McMahon and his final $7. So The Rock stole it from The Rock's movie.
Spoil the whole movie. Does The Rock end up with this egg and that's why he had it to give to Vince?
I think The Rock is a good guy. So yes, he probably did give away the entire movie that The Rock found the egg that was stolen and he got it back. And as a trophy, he gave, unless this is a way to get Ryan Reynolds on Raw in the Deadpool costume, I don't care.
Then it will have all been worth it.
Yeah, that's about it. And speaking of being it, I'm done. I can't.
I'm glad that We have a little bit of a break till the War Games for NXT, which I'm actually looking forward.
What do you mean by break?
When's the War Games?
December 4.
Oh, okay, I thought it was later, but no, it's it's the 5th. It's a Sunday night.
Okay, 2 weeks. So next pay per view will be the break because we won't have anything between day one and or between War Games and day one. Yuck.
We get to cover Bron Baker, right?
I get to cover Bron Beaker. Beekman.
Bron Breaker. Well, if it's Sunday, I can be there.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, if it's Sunday night, I can be there.
Okay. We'll see what's going on.
See.
We'll make it work. We'll figure it out. There will be a viewer's choice regardless of whether Marcus is here or not. Marcus, do you have anything to plug? Anything goings on?
No.
No? Check out Wrestling Above Replacement on the North-South Connection with Marcus and JT. They have one of the longest intros in the history of podcasts. Listen to it. And then they also have a really jam-up podcast afterwards. Check out the Cronoso Project also here on the North-South Connection. I believe this week the WCW Wrestling team put out their latest tribute to the pre-WCW Nitro era, the Jim Crockett Promotions area arena. But thanks so much for joining us, guys, here on the North-South Connection, northsouthconnection.podbean.com, your one-stop shop for all the podcasts to be found here on the network. Literally top to bottom every day. There's stuff coming on. We've got stuff in the pipeline. We've got stuff that you guys don't know about yet. There's stuff that you guys know about all the time. Listen live. One pod feed to rule them all. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. If you enjoy what we do here, check us out on our other podcast, Final Wrestling Place, on the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Where Marcus and I take the nouns of professional wrestling, the persons, the places, the things, the ideas, assign them red points and green points and put them in the good place or the bad place. We have painstakingly been going through the Raw guest host era of Monday Night Raw, and we are covering now. It is a mad sprint in 4 weeks to cover 25 guest hosts, and we're going to do it.
For the 25th anniversary
of The Rock's 25th anniversary 25-man dual branded battle royal presented by Pizza Hut. We're going to do it for The Rock. We're going to do it for the people. We're going to do it for you, the podcast listeners. Thank you guys so much for listening to us here on the North-South Connection. We'll be back here for NXT War Games. While whether or not we agree or disagree as to whether or not you should or should not watch this, remember, as always,
the choice is yours.